The Paso del Norte Paranormal Society leads ghost tours throughout El Paso, and today we'll preview two upcoming tours. The Downtown El Paso Haunted Tour, where we're invited to walk the streets of haunted downtown El Paso and hear stories of betrayal, unique symbolism of buildings, and see the deadliest intersection of the Old West. And we'll also learn about the Haunted Brothel Tour, where they hold nothing back as their tour guides take you in the darkest alleys and reveal El Paso's secret history. Here to talk all about it are Henry Flores and Bonnie Juarez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So can we just start by finding out what is the deadliest intersection in the Old West?
It's actually the corner of San Antonio and El Paso Street, believe it or not. And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but there was a very well-known shootout there back in 1881.
And
made
that's made
the East Coast newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you all are part of the Paranormal Society. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your group and how you formed?
The Paso del Norte Paranormal Society. Our nickname is Ghosts 915. We formed as a nonprofit organization a couple of years ago. This is actually our 10th year. But now we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And what we've been doing is raising money for historical landmarks, just to help with preservation and restoration, like Concordia Cemetery, mm-hmm. like other places, even in downtown El Paso, San Elisario. We've done some tours and investigations here at UTEP. I'm not going to go there.
Oh, come on now. You're at UTEP. Tell us a little something.
This is UTEP. Yeah, well, there was a lot of stories here at UTEP, but Paso del Norte Paranormal Society started as a community service. And just people were afraid to talk to somebody about what they might be experiencing. And at that time, people felt more comfortable talking to us about, yeah, I have a ghost, but we won't make fun of them or ridicule or things like that.
Right.
In our culture, we're like, ah, be quiet. Yeah, no, you know, it's the cuckoo, don't make the deal, you know. But you never know. So we try to prove or disprove more of a haunting and answer questions about common sense.
And how do you prove a haunting? Is it the energy or the...
Well, we are paranormal investigators. We've all had our own experiences. And I kind of got on board because I lived in a house that was pretty creepy. And I answered an ad that they had in the paper. And 6 years later, I'm still doing it. But
are you still in the creepy house?
No. But I go into enough creepy houses and creepy places to do me. That's fine. When people call us and are having problems, like Henry said, it's a little bit more of a comfort zone since this is what we do on, I guess, on the side. But our main purpose was always as investigators. And I don't know if people out there have heard of TAPS, Ghost Hunters. We are part of the TAPS crew and part of Ghost Adventures. So it gives us a little bit more credibility because we're affiliated with a nationally known organization.
And you're right. There must be this thing where if you feel like you have a ghost, I was about to say, who are you going to call?
Go right ahead. We get that a lot.
All the time.
Well, that's not where I meant to go. But really, yeah. I mean, you do have to call somebody or at least, you know, if you are planning on investigating.
And El Paso has a lot of history. It has a lot of rich history mm-hmm. that many people don't know. So what we use in order to do research is history, technology, science, and common sense. Sometimes common sense is the main one mm-hmm. because, you know, like if you step on the floor in the room on one side, you hear it on the other, doors closing. There's always a scientific explanation,
right?
But not all the time.
Right. So tell us about the tours, because tonight you're doing downtown El Paso. Without giving it all away, what is it that people can expect?
Well, tonight's tour, the Downtown Ghost Tour, it is a history tour. It's a two-hour walking tour. We meet at our office at 108 East San Antonio at 8:30, and you can pay us at the door. And it's only $15 a person. And we walk around downtown. We hit up the historic spots downtown where notable people have either died, notable activities have happened. And then we talk about the paranormal as well. And we do go into buildings and do a little bit of investigating while we're there. So you get a history tour, paranormal tour, and you actually get to see what we do as investigators.
Now, the brothel tour, I know there's not much to describe because it's a brothel tour,
uh-huh.
but can you give us the PG version of what to expect on that one?
Oh, you want it clean? All right. No, well, Bonnie, Heather Shade, and Dean Tarango, they created this tour, the Haunted Brothel Tour. They did this tour where it talks about the saloons. It talks about the brothels of back then in the Old West. And the top five saloons or cat houses, gentlemen clubs, the gentlemen would frequently establish. A lot of notable Old West historic figures would go to these places. Mm-hmm. And we tell you all about that. It's not that we say certain words, but we do talk about history.
But we do. No.
Just a little bit. We do talk about history the way it was back then.
You're getting the history. You're going through the sites. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking for the energies
as well.
Yes. So the downtown tour, is that all ages? Can you bring your kids or do you recommend that?
We ask that parents bring kids who are 10 and up. Now, well, they say, well, my child's 9 and they feel fine, or they're 8. And I always say, you're that child's parent. You know them best. But we recommend no, because we have people who bring toddlers or babies in strollers. Mm-hmm. And that is inappropriate. So we ask that those, you know, get a babysitter and have a night out on the town on your own.
Yeah, you know, maybe mom and dad want to spend some mom and dad time, you know, and enjoy this. Because we get a lot of, I didn't know that was here. I've lived here all my life. I didn't know about history, things like that. It's so weird. But El Paso, we know about our history. We just don't know much about our own backyard.
If people want to go on any of your tours, they can check out your website, and that's where?
Ghosts915.com. That's GHOSTS915.com. They can call our hotline, 915-274-9531.
So you've got the hotline, you've got the website, and you've got, I mean, the tours are pretty much ongoing. Is, you know, I've checked your website, and you can kind of find.
We are a year-round ghost touring nonprofit organization. Oh my gosh, we do it because it's so much fun. There's so many history here, and we want to show that off. But there's also that paranormal stuff going on. Right. People normally say, well, history's boring. Well, to nerds like us, it's not. But normally out there, yeah, it could be kind of dull. But when you throw in the paranormal as to why this might be haunted, Pancho Villa used to plan the Mexican Revolution in the Capels Building downtown El Paso. His ghost has been reported there, or a soldier, so it can lend to that haunting.
Okay, so tonight is the downtown ghost tour. If anybody wants to show up, do they just go downtown and meet you there?
They can go to our office at 108 East San Antonio, and you can park like on Overland, San Antonio Street. You can call us on our hotline, 915-274-9531, or you can visit our website, ghosts915.com.
Today, my guests have been Henry Flores and Bonnie Juarez from the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, or Ghosts 915.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.